Go loud.
Last night popped into my head, and I think it's a cracker, and I have to think that there's like some reason why it hasn't been done, because it just makes so much sense. It's the biggest like tap in 6 yard box, keepers have been missing it, tap that in there. Why aren't people doing roasts, as in not a Sunday roast, as in like, you know, like roast the roast of Kevin Hart?
Yeah,
why don't we do it like where you get like a load of comedians, you get like a load of Irish personalities, sports stars even, and then everyone just roasts Terrence for charity, like?
Yeah, trying to do it.
Wait, hold on for a minute. Why Terrence?
Ah, Terrence, it was the roast of Terrence Power. It just sounds right. Nah, you know it'd do well.
About that. We have to wait until it's usually when someone's on the back stretch.
Kevin Hart's not on the back stretch.
He's on the back stretch, bro.
Like, I'll host it. We'll get Will R involved. You could get Ryan Hennessy involved to mix her up a bit. Because you know the way they do have like load of comedians, and then they have like, what the fuck's he now? Like, he's a basketballer. You know what I mean?
Them roasts are fucking class.
I watched the Kevin Hart one last night. That was very good.
Very good. But you're talking all the top comedians in the world.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying?
We keep her at a local level.
Yeah.
We do it by charity. And we can start small. You can do one like the Ambassador or Vicar Street or something. And then go. I'm not saying you have to book out the Tray Arena.
It better be the Tray Arena.
We start small and we see
how it goes. Nah, you can only do that once. Mm. You can't do the roast at Harden's Power too.
No, but then you just move on to someone else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Calvin.
Nah, we'll walk out.
Oh, right. People can't roast you, but they can roast him.
It makes more sense if it's Terrence. I feel like more material.
Calvin gets offended by jokes, do you get me?
So do you.
What?
Yeah, you are more slaggable.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, because I'll hit someone, come on. I'll hit someone fast. That TBX session that just went down there wasn't good. You never even gave me the name of your man who said, fuck your dog, but he's getting a box.
Which one? There was about seven?
There was a few, actually. What's going on?
But I think that'd be good, and if it's for charity as well, you know what I mean? It'd be a great night. Irish people get so creative. Like that, your man in TBX, Slack Namara.
Yeah.
That is a fucking belter.
Yeah,
so simple, and it was right there. You just had to do it.
Yeah, that's good.
Siobhan, do you ever watch the roast?
No.
Do you ever see people slagging each other though in general, Siobhan, in real life?
Have I ever seen people slagging each other? Ever?
Where do you think she's from again?
No, I just go home and sit in a dark room until I'm back in here with G.
Yeah. Right.
Jess has a question. She says, would you rather be pinned down in the middle of the aylock and tickled non-stop for 15 minutes by Owen, or have water go down the wrong way and go into a coughing fit on stage at the Bord Gáis for 7 minutes while a guest is talking? You can't walk off the stage or put the microphone down.
Why do I feel like the second part the crowd would absolutely love though?
If just watching you cough,
because there'll be tears in your eyes as well,
and I'm coughing
and crying. You'd be crying.
Yeah.
You're coughing that long, you know, because you're like that, and you're holding it, and you're holding it, and you can't.
Do you know what that reminds you of? Do you remember? I can't remember what I said in Vicar Street before, but it caught you off guard. You kind of coughed and started laughing, and the whole crowd just went.
I remember it. It was when you called me a rat.
Was it? Yeah.
I remember it very well.
But the crowd went into convulsions because you were laughing. I feel like it would be the same if you're.
It reminds me of when Kyle O'Coppler, remember we were talking, I don't know what the story is with the Bord Gáis, by the way, but when you're sitting beside someone, you can't hear a word they're saying. You cannot hear a word they're saying. And me and Terrence were talking, and then we were like, what is she saying? What's she saying? And she turned around and was like, are you alright, lads? Just want to join in on the conversation or something like that. And me and you looked at each other, and the crowd laughed. I feel like it'd be like that, because it'd be me being like, are you alright? On the slide, are you alright? And the guests would be like, is he alright? Into the mic. And then everyone would be looking at you. 15 minutes of Owen tickling you, is it that bad?
I think it would just be the weirdness of Owen tickling you in general. Like, it's not how long it lasts. Like, if Owen tickled you for 15 seconds, it would be strange.
Mm. Yeah, like,
in the middle of the aylock, pinned down.
Owen has two kids. I reckon he knows how to tickle.
And I'm ticklish.
Yeah.
This is... I'm not getting into it. No, I'm actually not getting into it.
You can't say I'm not getting into it and then just not get into it. Get into it.
No, but like, it doesn't... No... Like, people are ticklish, man.
Yeah.
But I wonder is, can you bleep this name?
Yeah.
It's ticklish. Do you know what I'm getting at?
That's the best use of a bleep.
Yeah.
No, but like, how can you be involved with so many murders, right? And you can be tickled. Do you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah. What do you think when you lose your like human emotion, you lose your tickles?
Because it's just like a reflex. It's not like
you're just human.
A personality thing. It's just like people have that reflex.
It's like if you guys,
it's the
same as like getting hit on the knee if and you your leg moves.
Or like, you got a smack in the nose, your eyes are going to water. No matter what. No matter who hits you. Right. You can hit you in the nose, your eyes are going to water. Mike Tyson can hit you in the nose, your eyes are going to water. Yeah, that's just a reaction.
But some people aren't ticklish. And you can't be involved with so many murders if you can be tickled. Do you know what I'm saying?
So do you think when he's up on trial, if someone goes up to him with a feather behind the neck and he goes, oh, they're like, it wasn't him, get him out of here.
I think that's the fairest way to find out if he's a murderer. I think if there's a trial going on, right, there's a jury there and he does that for his neck, that turtle shell thing, he didn't kill anyone, that man. You can't.
I swear to God I'd be a great solicitor. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, and I just go up and just tickle him. Yeah. Me representing Terrence over hitting the B, and me representing leap that name with a feather tickling him on the neck.
Yeah, you can't be a killer and ticklish.
This is Mick in Kildare. He says, when someone says, I'll collect you first thing in the morning, what time is first thing? Does it vary between summer and winter?
It's a good show, actually, yeah.
Wait, what? How is that a good show? What are you on about?
Because like,
first thing in the morning, it's first thing in the blade morning.
Right, but in the summer, the morning starts earlier.
Ah, so sunlight.
Yeah.
Is that what you were getting at?
Yeah, when is it the morning?
7 o'clock.
No matter, every 365 days a year?
Someone says me, I'm getting you first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
I'll be ready at 7.
Yeah, I think 7.
Even when it's bright at 5?
Yeah.
Who's getting up at, like...
That's when the morning is starting in June.
Not really, just because it's sunny out. If you go out and there's no cars on the road.
It's cars on the road at 7.
Yeah, so this is my point.
So the morning's already started to me.
We're all starting together. Where does that pass? Yeah. I was up at 6 o'clock yesterday morning and I just wasn't well. Well, I was actually up at 5:30 to be able to get up at 6 o'clock and I just couldn't bring it together. I don't do well when I'm up early in the morning. I don't do well. Can't cope.
Post-slumber Terrence. Yeah.
Remember the time I took you to Galway and you woke up in the
graveyard? In the car, in the horrors.
No, I woke up in a fucking graveyard with people digging graves. You know when you're only awake first thing?
That was a 36-hour trip, Terrence, and I think you woke up 6 times.
Every time we put you into the back of the car, you fell asleep.
Yeah.
I was actually in the Paso when I woke up as well. Oh, goodness.
In the height of it.
Yeah.
You know, do you know how you know he's in the horrors? Because your wife Susan Sanders goes on his phone.
Yeah. Yeah,
goes on his phone, doesn't open his mouth,
yeah.
Waits, and at some stage you will say something that sparks him in the conversation.
It was 4 years ago when we did the Goggins Challenge.
Yeah, don't even talk
was
about
that. Was that 4 years ago?
Yeah, about
you think going bad? What was your bowel like?
We did, and his brother played and snapped. Like his brother.
Every time we had to wake him up.
Every time
he had a nap. We have to run every 4 hours, Siobhan. 6.5 kilometres. And that eats into your next 4 hours.
Yeah, so depending on how quick you do the first. Yeah. But like,
what was it?
Remember he threatened you and all because the dog was snoring. Yeah. My dog was snoring and he was like, what are you doing, Terrence? And he was like, that's the dog. And Terrence is laughing. And I was like, stop laughing. And I was like, oh, fuck.
I was wide awake.
And yeah, I'm down in the bedroom and I can hear this going on. I was like, I'm not going up there. Fuck that.
Do you want a question?
Please.
Lee from Blanche. Oh, Lee from Blanche finishes his email with, P.S. to Terry, fuck your dog.
Why is this on the rise? I don't get it.
Siobhan loves this.
I know. Fuck's sake.
Siobhan, you are really enjoying this, aren't you?
The fuck your dog thing?
Yeah. And do you know what? It is, Terrence. You're not going to like this. Siobhan doesn't like your dog.
I know she doesn't. No, that's when... Fuck Siobhan, like...
Yeah.
Sorry.
Can we get a few fuck Siobhans in the chat, please? No, Siobhan, you have a problem with my dog. And that... You don't understand that... Irritates me.
I know you.
Siobhan, you need to be better. You need to be better as a person.
I'll try my best.
Right.
Lee's question anyways. If you lost your memory completely, are you still the same person or someone new entirely?
Yeah, the same person.
Yeah, the same person, yeah.
The same person.
Really? Without all the experiences you've gone through, you're
good and bad,
as,
like?
Yeah, you're as empathetic to people going through situations in life if you don't remember all of that.
I was thinking personality wise.
Do you ever hear the saying, the leopard never changes its spots? Deep down, I think there's traits ingrained in you. So I think we have a base level, everything. Like Terrence's base and other things will be higher or lower than yours. And then as time goes on, that kind of fluctuates, but it'll always revert back to the base. You'll never go lower than your base. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I know you're trying to say that, and I agree.
So you think if you lost all your memories, you would be a different person?
You'll have different traits than what you had, but you're the same person.
Right. He also has, if everyone in the world suddenly told the truth for 24 hours, what collapses first?
The governments.
Yeah, he has a point. It's hard to argue with that. There's an election coming up. Terrence getting all political about it. He's right. I've known, like, there's nothing I can say that's more serious or funnier than what he's had to say. Let's go to the next question. Just a little more. Do you know what else popped into my head the other day? Separate, completely separate to everything. Is the aquatic centre still a thing? Do you remember it was years when I opened up the slides and all?
I actually don't know if it's still a thing, yeah.
Is that, where is it? What's going on?
It was definitely in Blanche, wasn't it?
Yeah. In the, where, is the Sport Ireland is out there now? Mm. Where all the athletes train. I know, like, you have a big little swimming pool and all, but it's the slides and all in the aquatic centre. It was in Love Hay.
Was it, yeah?
Remember they went to the aquatic centre in Love Hay? No?
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember that? Yeah. So is that still there, the slides and all? Can you go?
I don't know.
Can we still go to the aquatic centre? Because we'll do it on TBX.
I'd go for TBX.
Just me and Darren's going down the lazy river on the slides all day. Yeah, well, people paying 40 euro.
You can't bring on, obviously, because
yeah.
Well, you can. He can stay in the baby end. Us in there, and Owen's in the big part learning how to swim.
It's weird, isn't it? See that TBX thing. Like last week, we're going to Thailand and New York, and
who's
this week
you said it. Yeah, you just came up with it on your own.
Would you come to New York with me for TBX?
Oh, right, for TBX. Yeah.
Not just for the crack, like, I'm not just going to ring out tomorrow and say book New York next week.
But I wouldn't put it past the two of you.
Yeah, in fairness, right? Thailand, New York. But anyways, we're saying all that last week, and this week we're like, yeah, TBX, the aquatic centre.
Yeah, but what's more mysterious, Terrence?
Yeah.
No. Look, I know New York is still there. I haven't. Yeah, are the slides still going in the aquatic centre? That's all I want to know.
Someone get back to us.
Right.
That's Sergeant Conway.
Yeah.
Yeah, see you now.
How are you?
Yeah, sound, yeah.
Yeah, all good, yeah?
Yeah, not bad.
Come
on.
See you later. Oh, you know he's dying to come in and say hi. He was waiting for the
invite.
Itching.
Vitamin.
No, because he was
on every
time.
Week.
All right,
geez. Lewis and novelty, I haven't Darren Conway on then.
Yeah.
He's your friend.
And he's not your colleague.
Why is he not your friend?
If Darren Conway said we're going to New York, you're not going?
No, she wouldn't go to New York with Darren.
Would you go? Would you go to New York with us, not on a business trip?
It would be really strange.
Would it?
Why would the three of us go on holidays together?
Why wouldn't we?
What's the difference with us going there and going to Portmarnock?
And Galway?
When have we gone to Portmarnock?
You should have said somewhere that we did go. Galway.
That was work.
Ah, no, was it? But no, Siobhan, but it's not work if there's people in your gaff and all you're having dinner, which I'm at. That's not work.
No, it's not work.
I'm walking with my manager 7 years and I don't even know his family's names.
Yeah.
Me and your man like that.
Oh yeah, she saw Terrence the last day actually. You were leaving or something and she was coming up and I was meeting her for lunch, so she was outside the front and you walked by her with Jordan and the baby. And when I met her, she was like, oh, I think that was one of the lads, but I didn't know him and I just saw the buggy and I was trying to get out of the way and then I couldn't remember which one he was. And
that makes it even worse that you actually had to avoid home at Terrence. You physically had to alter your direction.
Why? Yeah. You wouldn't know to see her in Dublin. Like.
I would.
No,
what do you mean in Dublin?
No,
does she just change?
No,
what does she start wearing Monterex tracksuits?
That's shedding her skin and all.
No, but like you wouldn't expect to see her, so then it's harder to recognise someone when they're somewhere you don't expect them.
If we were in out the rar tomorrow,
right,
you'd be looking out for her.
Yeah.
That's had to make me feel terrible. I need
She didn't say hi to you either.
Yeah, fuck on him.
Fuck on a human.
Yeah. But yeah, no, the Portmarnock thing was you were meant to invite us to Portmarnock before.
I went for a swim yesterday as well.
It just gets worse, doesn't it?
Honestly,
Siobhan, just kick us in the teeth.
Need to come every time I go for a swim, I have to text and be like, I'm going swimming.
Most times, yeah.
All right, okay.
You'd be sick when we say, yeah, no problem.
You're saying, okay, yeah, like as if you're going to do it. This is.
Where'd you go?
Seapoint.
Of course you did.
You were a slave, man.
Do you know what I mean?
But neither of you would have came, or you
nah, my ma's life would have went to Seapoint yesterday.
Reggie and all getting fucked in.
Yeah. Oh, look, you're in there, you. Nah, this is shocking, Siobhan.
It is bad out, Siobhan.
What?
Let's put it out to the listeners. Is it bad out that Siobhan keeps going swimming without us? Yes or no?
Well, I've never gotten a text off you to go anywhere.
What? Did like, organise a trip to New York? What are you talking about? Do you know what's worse, Siobhan? Yeah? Out of all our producing team, you're the only one we know who actually can't swim. And you're not even inviting us.
Sorry as well.
I want to invite us when he's ready. It's like we're waiting for Terrence to invite us out in the spin, but obviously he can't drive you.
Oh, whoa. No, we can.
Okay, well, Terrence is going to invite us out on a spin any day now.
I just need a full licence cap beside me.
Yeah.
You'd have two.
There you go.
Are you a full licence? Fuck.
You thought I drove you down the country on a learner's.
Fuck off. Have you come to have a full licence?
You were in the car with me.
Yeah, a car crash. Yeah, fucking mad thing. What? We were on two wheels. You've laid the head banger. I've never been more nervous in my life on a motorway ever. I'm shocked to the bones that you're a full licensed driver. I really am.
I've my license like 10 years.
Fuck. So like, I will pass that full license.
Yeah,
that's what I said to you. Yeah. Right, I have a question from McGinty.
McGinty.
If you were able to design something like Mount Rushmore in the Phoenix Park and you had to pick past guests' heads to be on it, who would your choices be?
Willa has to be on it.
Obviously Willa. Yeah,
Willa has to be on it. Like, yeah. It's
obviously.
Just, there's no discussion in there.
Do we just go with the people who have made the most appearances, because that usually means we've gone on really well with them?
It could be someone who you feel like is really important, like, or has contributed or something to the world.
Does Dan Culio make
That's what I was going to say. And do you know what?
Imagine
seeing a sculpted of head of Culio would look class.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Because I feel like that was groundbreaking. We announced that in Vicar Street, Siobhan.
And no one believed it. You weren't walking here, weren't you?
We were on stage in Vicar Street, and at the end we were like, and this week's episode, by the way, is with Culio. And
No, you went, Culio started on me, and everyone laughed.
Oh, sorry,
but like, a little like, ha, and you were like, no, he did.
Yeah. And we were like, no, he's actually on this week, like, so this was on a Sunday, let's say, it's out on Thursday, like, and people are laughing and all. And we were like trying to calm people down. We're like, no, we're serious. Yeah, like, we had Culio, like, no one believed it. So I feel like that was one of them, even when the picture came out, everyone was like, that's Photoshop.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Does he make the list because of that?
Well, imagine how cool it would look seeing Culio was a statue.
Especially beside Willa and Katrina O'Sullivan.
And Willa laughing. You know what I mean? I can picture Willa's face already.
Willa, Culio, Ryan Tubridy.
Does he go on the Mount Rushmore?
Forced one back after I died. I'd be happy to go with Katrina because we can't get rid of her. She's brilliant. She's been on 7 times.
I will give you one last question. What's up, lads? Ryan from Swords here. If your brain had a skip intro button, what part of life would you constantly skip?
Wait, sorry, say what?
If you could just like skip things in your brain, so like you don't have to, you still have to do it, but you don't have to like remember or like feel it. You just like the way you skip the intro on like Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, we hate doing me hell. Hey,
how long does that take you?
That would take a while, that kind of hair.
Because do you know what it is, Siobhan?
Take him longer to do his hair than it does me do mine.
Because you get out of the shower, you get dressed, you brush your teeth, and then I have to do my hair. You know what I mean? That's why I wear caps all the time.
How long has it taken you to do your hair?
Yeah, a few minutes. But it's another thing though. It's another step.
That would annoy me.
Oh, God love you.
It's a skip intro button. Why are you fucking shaming me here?
No, but in fairness, bro, like that's all the stuff you could be skipping. You could be skipping your travel to the podcast and work.
I don't mind that.
You could be skipping.
Ah, you can't be skipping work. Well, you could. Physically, like literally skipping it. Terrence, you can't be giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, but not every week. Like, when do we stop? When does the fuck your dog stop?
Listen to me. It happened last week.
Yeah, but
yeah, but nothing. It was last week.
2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago.
Came out last week. So it's closer than you think it was.
When do we move on? Is there a period where we go?
No.
No.
I was trying to think of a period. Siobhan was like, no. You're never living that down. I was trying to help you out there.
We can stop doing it when you stop saying you're not well.
But I'm not well.
Well, then.
So what are you skipping, by the way?
I'd say the gym, but I like the gym. But I just mean, like, imagine if you never had to go to the gym, you could just skip it and then you'd be a monster.
Yeah.
Do you get me? And you never even went. But then I actually enjoy going.
It's actually happening. It's just you're not living it.
Yeah.
So let's say you go to the gym for an hour, you skip it, and it's from 1 o'clock now, it's actually 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some parts of the podcast I'd be like.
Go on.
Yeah, listen. I know what I want to ask you next, but like you're going off on a bit of a tangent here. I'd love to just skip that part. I haven't the head for this. I really don't have any.
You know what I find happens to me sometimes? Sometimes I will have a question in my head. I'm going to say this happened to me last week because I was up at 6 in the morning. So I was so tired and the guest was talking and I had a question in my head for him, but he kept talking to the point where the question in my head, I started saying to myself, this isn't even making sense, this question. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I was overthinking the question and then I was like, this isn't even going to make sense when I, to the point where I just didn't ask the question. Because the tangent went on for so long.
Yeah.
Do you ever say something in your head so many times you're like, that's not even a word? Analysis. You ever do that? Analysis.
Spell it.
I was like, analysis. That's not even a word, is it? Don't say analysis on the podcast, please. Hundreds of thousands of people listening. It's not even a word.
Yeah, actually, you keep saying punctuation instead of punctuality.
Is that not the same thing?
No. Punctuation is like full stops and commas that, and all.
Does it not all derive?
And punctuality is your timing.
Being on time.
Do they not derive from the same meaning? No?
I don't know.
As in like where things are placed in the correct...
Maybe they do. I don't know the origin.
As in the correct order. So
maybe
for you
do,
to be here on time, that's you being correct on being placed there, if that makes sense, no? Do you know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah,
no?
Maybe, but you keep saying punctuation and I feel bad and I want to try and cut it out, but I can't. But
leave it.
Punctuality is...
Because people are going to start picking up and be like, yeah, I said something to Amy's mad the other day. I can't remember what it was on the phone. She goes, you come up with some words in your vocabulary. I swear to be listening to the podcast being like, how does he know them words?
People,
I don't!
People
I don't.
Say that to me!
About
who
what?
Do you think you are in that podcast using that word? I use one word.
Analysis!
It was grammar last week.
People be like, that's a big word for you. It's like, it's five letters, pal.
Yeah. Now I get it to me, though. You get me? Some people say it to me and I'm like, that was a big word. Peter Lloyd with it. No, but hey, I always seen him out on Instagram the other day and I says, why is flammable and inflammable words?
What's that supposed to
mean?
No, you need to listen, man.
Why is flammable and inflammable words?
You both mean the same thing. Flammable and inflammable is the exact the same thing.
Yeah.
There's nothing different.
He has a point, yeah.
Why is that two words for it?
Yeah, it's not as if you say like petrol is flammable, so if you put a lighter to it, it's going to go up.
Yeah.
But... you wouldn't say water is inflammable, would
no.
you?
No, flammable.
It should be. It should mean the inverse of that.
Yeah,
yeah. Inverse is a good word, didn't it? I like that inverse. Now. Inverse is not the. I don't say opposite anymore. Say inverse.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Because I'm educated now.
You're middle class, bro.
Do you know what I mean? I'm doing all right.
Anyway, go on. Wrap the episode up.
Edit the episode, man.
Get on there, Siobhan. Yeah. Siobhan, toasty. You're going out on the rib.
Are we going for the sea swim or are we going for a pint?
You could do both.
Mm-hmm.
Could we?
Sounds like a good toursy to me.
Yeah. Sea Point, 4:30 p.m.
Northside.
4:30, I work until 5:30.
Northside.
Not on a Thursday.
Yeah, what?
Do you?
Yeah.
Are we going to the shelters?
Yeah, point.
I've got a date this evening, so I'm not going anywhere.
Fuck, oh, I'm not leaving. When do we find out more?
About what?
The day. Next week?
Oh, I was only telling you that, I'm not.
Nah, we're announcing that. That's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. And any questions just want, there's a prize, right? You'll get a free year on TBX for the best question sent in to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. It has to be sent to the email. And the best question, in our opinion, is going to get a free TBX subscription for a year.
Was there any from that episode that you want to pick out as a...
No. It's not better than your man saying, what sauce would you put in your belly button?
Yeah.
And that's
Aiden's still in the lead.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing we're looking for. It's not always like, oh, the best one is in.
McGinty's wasn't bad.
It's the one that you get the most shout out of.
Yeah. McGinty's question about putting Mount Rushmore in the final of podcast guests is not bad.
Yeah, that's a good question, yeah.
I feel like McGinty should be ineligible as well for it because it's McGinty.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
McGinty's basically a producer.
Yeah. He's been involved more than known.
Wrap it up, will you?
So that's it. Take us out, Siobhan.
Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Go down. Go down. Go down. Go down.